This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Amanda Harnoth is a poet. She's a gold medalist and global ambassador for Special Olympics. She's legally blind and autistic, and remarkably is working on the publication of a second book of poetry. Amanda, I have found to be a delight to talk with, and she is our uplift today. She's on the phone with us. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
I think people need a bit of perspective on your life, so let's go back to your very first hours and days on Earth. When you were born prematurely in 1989, what did doctors tell your parents about the possibilities for your life?
Oh, my goodness. They basically said, so we believe that if she survived the 3 days that they were giving me, that I would have cerebral palsy as well as some other health challenges, wouldn't be able to walk or talk. So basically they were pretty much saying, well, find an institution for your daughter because this is not going to work.
So you were born weighing 1 pound, 7 ounces, and here you are 30 years, 5 months, and 2 days later. And what a journey it has been. How do you describe your life?
Oh my gosh, I describe my life as just phenomenal, particularly because of many of the challenges that I've had, how God has allowed me to persevere. And I have always said that people with disabilities are the real rebels in life. They're not necessarily the 6'3" guys who go ahead and ride Harley Davidsons. No, they're people with disabilities because we spend so much time just defying the odds. And that's just not for me personally. It's anyone who's had significant challenges with disabilities.
So, Amanda, and this phone line isn't really terrific right now, which I apologize to everybody for, but you and I have been trying to have this conversation since you wrote to me about your book of poems, and that was 2.5 years ago. Can we go back to the inspiration for you to write legally blind letters from Amanda? What was the reason that you did that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So in 2016, I received an official diagnosis of autism. And at that time, I was just feeling such an influx of emotions. I was feeling sadness. I was feeling anger. I was feeling courage, in this case, to go ahead and step into my new normal and step into my power and say that I do have autism, and these are the things that I'm going to do, and one of them is going to involve writing my first book with no prior experience to doing this. So
you just said the word courage, and that's actually the title of a poem that you've written in the midst of this COVID-19 time. Do you have the poem in front of you? Would you read it for me?
Absolutely. Courage. Strength comes from within. Bravery is in all of us. Always have a spirit of compassion. Having courage is being in the face of darkness. This world is in a storm. We need a chain reaction of love. Sing, dance, play games, exercise. Keep your heart healthy during this time. Release joy from your heart. Tell someone you love them. Show grace in this moment. Be the courage in the world we all choose to seek.
That is poetry by Amanda Harnoth. Her first book is titled Legally Blind, Letters from Amanda. She's working now on a second book. How is this COVID-19 time for you, Amanda? How is it to have the stay-at-home orders and probably the disruption to the structure that you leaned on?
Right. So it was a bit of a disruption at first because I was used to my regular routine. Let's see, I'm going to get up and on Sunday, for instance, go to church. And when that wasn't the new normal anymore. I had to find ways to go ahead and do other things. So I found myself not only writing poetry, but also I found myself interacting more with friends and spending more time being, you know, just in relation with God, which has really helped me to embrace what's going on during this pandemic. It's an interesting time that we're living in right now, but we have to fully embrace the moment that we are in.
Do you have
a way that we're going to get better?
Do you have advice for people? I think you have had more challenges than most people do in their lives in many different ways, and I find you every time we engage to have a really uplifted spirit, a really happy heart. So do you have some guidance for other people about finding that?
Oh, wow. Just continue to be who you are. If you don't like something about yourself, just learn to embrace what it is that is around you. That's what I had to do. And honestly, we've all heard the expression, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I think we should all learn to do that. And, you know, the sweeter your lemonade, the better. So add lots of sugar to it.
Lots of sugar. All right. Will you leave us with one more piece of poetry, Amanda? And what's this one called?
This one is called Together We Can. This was actually written a couple of weeks ago. Together we can. Together we can conquer anything. Together we can rise. Together we can spread joy. Together we can spread love. Together we can shine. Together we can make a difference. Together we can make change. Together we can empower. Let's do this together. Keep social distance, wash our hands, heal this pandemic, and one day let's be all together again.
Well, we are here together with you today, and it has been, I think, the uplift that we all needed at the end of this hour. Amanda, thank you so much. This conversation has been a gift.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay safe, stay well, and keep writing that poetry. And let's talk when you get that second book done, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Beth.
That is Amanda Haranoff, and I'll spell her last name in case you want to do a little Googling. We posted her picture on our website. It's Harrinauth. Amanda is a poet, as you just heard, working on a second collection, and that picture is at capradio.org/insight. So that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. At noon, live coverage of Governor Newsom's press conference with an emphasis on business today. In the meantime, stay safe, stay together, as Amanda said, and thanks for joining us.